With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. The Montana Supreme Court has ruled that inmates detained for misdemeanors or traffic offenses cannot be strip searched without reasonable suspicion. The court's unanimous 5-0 ruling on Tuesday reversed a decision by Lewis and Clark County District Judge Mike McMahon. He had ruled that a detention center policy requiring strip searches for all detainees placed in the lockup's general populations did not violate the state's constitution or state law. The justice who wrote the decision said the search policy violated state law prohibiting strip searches without suspicion for people arrested on minor offenses. Justice Ingrid Gustafson said the policy did not violate the state constitution. Montana lawmakers may have the ability to vote remotely during the upcoming legislative session, according to new rules proposed by the Joint House and Senate Rules Committee. Republican members of the committee met today to discuss proposed rule changes, including a new rule that would allow state, House, and Senate members to vote remotely during the upcoming legislative session due to the coronavirus pandemic. Yellowstone National Park had its second busiest August on record, but tourism is still down substantially this year. In August, Yellowstone had just below 900,000 recreation visitors, up 7.5% compared to August 2019. For all of 2020 so far, Yellowstone had about 2.5 million visitors, down 18% from the same period in 2019. The coronavirus prompted the park's closure in March. Yellowstone's five entrances opened for spring traffic a few weeks later than usual. The state of Montana reported 217 new lab-confirmed cases of the novel coronavirus today. That's the largest number of new cases the state has reported in a single day. The Yellowstone County Health Department says a woman in her 30s died yesterday from a COVID-19-related illness. She is at least the second person under 40 to die from the virus, according to the most recent state data. Some communities are ramping up asymptomatic testing, although not to the same degree they have been over the summer, according to Governor Steve Bullock. Bullock said Busby, Muddy Cluster, and Lame Deer collected nearly 600 samples last week. The Callahan Fire along the Montana-Idaho border 9 miles southwest of Troy has grown to 1,660 acres. A Type 2 team took over management of the fire yesterday and was able to gain a more accurate map of the fire, which was previously estimated at 1,200 acres. The wildfire, which is still under investigation, is listed at 0% containment. The Callahan is currently the largest and most active fire in northwest Montana. The 882-acre Wiltsey Fire northeast of Ashland is burning on private land as well as on the Custer-Gallatin National Forest. This morning, the fire is estimated at 15% contained, consuming grass and brush in a previously burned area. The Northern Rockies Coordination Center reports 15 structures are threatened. Burnout operations will be conducted on the north end and the east flank of the fire until dark, when temperatures are expected to drop and a rise in the relative humidity is expected.
I'm Mary Auld. This year, 1,876 fires have burned more than 406 square miles in Montana. Yellowstone Public Radio's Kay Erickson reports on what those fires have cost the state.
The price tag to date on Montana's share of this year's firefighting costs is $10 million, according to information Governor Steve Bullock shared at a news conference on Wednesday. He said while 50-some homes and some people's means of livelihood have burned, Montanans have been fortunate that no lives have been lost.
It's still significant for communities that have been impacted, or homes that have been lost.
Fire starts this week have been relatively light. Bullock said that's enabled the state to maintain its readiness and initial attack capacity while responding to the firefighting needs of our western neighbors.
At the same time, we've also sent several engines and command vehicles to California through the Emergency Management Assistance Compact, as well as mobilizing several engines to Oregon and Washington.
Bullock reminded Montanans to do their part in keeping fires from starting, as 75% of this year's fires have been identified as human-caused. I'm Kay Erickson with Yellowstone Public Radio News.
Ending the 2020 census at the end of September instead of the end of October could cost Florida and Montana congressional seats. Scenarios modeled by statisticians showed that if the once-in-a-decade headcount of every U.S. resident ends in September, without an extra month, California, Ohio, or Idaho could gain congressional seats, while Florida or Montana could lose seats. Census Bureau Director Stephen Dillingham says the census is nearing the finish line. Republican lawmakers met today to discuss changing the 2021 legislature's rules for operating amid the coronavirus pandemic. Democrats boycotted the meeting, saying it was illegitimate and threatened legal action. MTPR's Shaylee Rager reports.
State Senate Majority Leader Fred Thomas, a Republican from Stevensville, called the abnormal meeting of the committee that puts forth the rules that govern how the legislature operates. The Joint House and Senate Rules Committee usually meets after the election in early January, and state Democrats are calling Thomas's action illegal. But Thomas said the state of emergency amid the COVID-19 pandemic allows the Rules Committee to meet.
We are clearly within our constitutional authority to meet today.
Thomas said lawmakers needed to discuss how to hold a legislative session during the pandemic. Only Republicans attended the meeting. The majority leader says he plans to reconvene the committee next Thursday. Democratic members of the committee refused to participate in this week's meeting in protest and retained Helena lawyer Mike Malloy to argue it was illegal. Representative Casey Schreiner, a Democrat from Great Falls and House Minority Leader, explained their opposition during a call with reporters.
A handful of power-hungry Republican leadership members are here out to exploit the pandemic in a brazen partisan power grab with major implications for the integrity of the legislative process for years to come.
Malloy sent a letter to Thomas arguing that the meeting was prohibited by a state law that says a standing committee can only meet during the regular session, not the interim. He wrote that any action taken by the committee during this time will be challenged in court. Republican leaders asked legislative legal staff in an email whether they had the authority to hold a Rules Committee meeting. Jarrett Coles, a legislative staff attorney, responded in an email that he isn't aware of any statute that would prevent the Rules Committee from meeting, but that there are ambiguities in state law as to what actions the committee can take. I'm Shaylee Rager, Montana Public Radio News.
For Montana Public Radio, I'm Mary Ald.